从前在山里面有一棵大树。
Long time ago, there was a big tree in the mountain.
它占的地势非常的美好。
It's standing in a very good spot.
它的根从很远的地方吸取养料。
And his roots receive the nutrition from very far away.
所以它的枝叶茂盛。
So all the leaves and the branches are very...
所有经过的人都知道这是一棵好的木材。
All the people pass by know this is very good wood.
在它的树荫底下有许许多多的小草。
Under the shadow of this tree there are many grasses.
这些小草彼此对望说我们真是有福。
These little grasses just speak to each other, we are so fortunate.
因为我们有这样大的一棵树给我们遮阴。
Because we are such a big tree to provide a shadow to us.
再大的风雨我们也不怕。
No matter what kind of storm or the rainstorm, we are not afraid of.
等到这些雨水淋到我们的时候，都是非常的轻柔，好像做我们的甘露一样。
All these rains, you know, just upon us is very gentle and soft.
等到太阳暴晒的时候，我们也不觉得炎热。
Even the sun is very, very big, and but we won't feel the hot.
清风徐来，实在是非常舒服。
And the wind just like a breeze is really comfortable.
有一天，有一个伐木的工人走过这里。
One day, a timber he passed by
lumberjack.
He passed by this tree.
他看见这个树的形状。
And he saw the shape of this wood.
它对它有很好的用处。
He knows there is really good usefulness to this timber jack.
所以他把它砍了下来。
So he just cut it.
等到这个树倒下来的时候，声音这样的巨大。
After the tree fall down, the noise is really big.
所有听见人大吃一惊。
All the people was really shocked to hear the noise.
我们素来所看见这棵大树，里面竟然倒在地上。
All these big trees we saw before and just fall down on the ground.
不仅它倒在地上，它的主人还把它取了回去。
Not only fall down on the ground, but also people just took it away.
地下的小草，它们彼此耳语。
And the little grasses they whisper to each other.
我们怎么办？
How can we do?
从今以后，没有人再给我们遮阴。
From now on, we will not have this kind of shadow to protect us.
从今以后，雷雨来的时候，我们不能承受。
So and also we cannot stand all these storms.
但没有想到。
But not thinking of.
过了一两天。
After one or two days.
再过一两个礼拜。
After another 2 weeks.
再过一两个月。
Another 2 months.
许许多多的小草都已经长出来。
And there are so many other grasses they can grow up.
他们仔细看一看，原来不是小草。
And then they look very carefully, it is not a little grass.
原来它们也是树苗。
And also there are also the little trees.
The seedlings.
The seedlings.
小树越长越大。
And this is the little tree just grow bigger.
越长越大。
And grow bigger.
最后它们也成了栋梁之材。
Finally, they grow up into a big tree.
弟兄姊妹们给我打电话的时候，
Some brother and sister call me.
有些弟兄姊妹非常关心教会的前途。
Some of you are very concerned about the future of our church.
有些人说教会怎么办？
And someone asks, what can we do?
有些人问说堂亲堂戚怎么办？
Someone asks, how can the evergreen fellowship, you know, goes?
我没有答案。
I have no answer.
答案在主那里。
The answer is in the Lord.
因为一代过去，一代又来。
Because one generation after another.
神的法则要在每一代中间得着侍奉他，得着爱他，得着敬拜他的人。
Because in the Lord's rules will be governed among all the people worship him and also love him.
大卫按着神的旨意服侍了那一世代的人，就睡了。
According to God's will, and David served all his people, and then he slept.
大卫睡了。
David slept.
神兴起所罗门。
Then God raised Solomon.
Solomon 是被膏立在大卫的位上。
Solomon was anointed in the David's position.
圣经里面告诉我们，在大卫的宝座上面，神要兴起一位立到永永远远的，就是耶稣基督。
This God in the Bible indicates that in David's throne, he will raise another one, which is Jesus.
只有耶稣基督的宝座是永永远远没有穷尽。
Only Jesus' throne is everlasting. There is no end.
神的国没有穷尽。
God's kingdom is no end.
但是我们每一个人有我们所要服侍的那一代。
However, we have our own generation to serve.
3年以前，我有一个特别的经历。
3 years ago, I have very special experience.
我有鼻窦炎的毛病，是一个长期性的疾病。
I have the rhinitis problem. It's a long
sinus trouble. Sinus disease.
It's a chronic sinus disease. It's bothered me a long time.
主没有特别的医治我。
God didn't cure me.
但是主虽然这样，主的恩典给我用。
But even though God's grace is still enough for me to use.
而且许多的时候，这成为我的警告。
And most of the time, it's become a warning to me.
3年以前，有一天晚上，我鼻窦炎复发。
3 years ago, one night, and it occurs very severely.
我不能睡觉。
I cannot fall into sleep.
所以我就坐在躺椅上面过夜。
So I just lying on the recliner.
那天正好陈宗辉牧师在我家里。
That night, just the pastor Chen.
Ernest Chen.
Ernest Chen was in my house.
晚上我睡觉的时候，我正在快要睡着，还没有睡着的时候。
I'm almost falling to sleep just at that moment.
忽然我听见鼻子里有很大的一声，咻一下鼻子干了。
All of a sudden, I heard a big sound, and all these parts become dry.
有鼻窦炎就知道，你鼻子一干就好了，人就舒服了。
If you have the same problem just like I have, then you know.
主同时说了一句话，一个字。
And also, the God told me one word.
主说 complacency. 主说安逸。
God said complacency.
我不晓得为什么主对我说英文呢。
I don't know why God speak English to me.
其实我不大认识这个字。
Actually, I do not know the actual meaning of this word.
因为在全本这个新定本 King James Version 里面，一次都没有出现这个字。
Because this word did not come in the King James English Version Bible.
后来我才知道，在 NIV 里面他们有这个字。
And later on, I find out that they use this word in the New International Version.
第二天早上起来的时候，我就问陈牧师 "complacency" 这个字什么意思啊
？The next morning when I woke up, I asked Ernest Chen about what does this mean.
我相信他的英文比我好一点，他就说这个字是安逸啊。我说安逸我也晓得。
I believe his English is better than I do, and he told me, oh, I know this word is complacency in Chinese.
我说that's very good. 到底安逸是什么意思呢？
What does this word mean?
在一个大水泛滥的时候。
Why is it in a flood?
或者你看见在瀑布底下，瀑布从上面，从高天上面倾泻下来的时候。
Or below the fall, you can see.
有一个鸟窝在里面。
There is the bird nest in it.
有一个母鸟带着几个小鸟在那里安然居住。
There is a mother bird along with a couple of the baby birds that live in the nest.
这就是安逸这个字的意义 ,complacency.
That is the meaning of complacency.
但是 complacency 还有一个不好的意思。
But there is a bad meaning for the complacency also.
Complacency 这个意思也可以说是贪想安逸。
And this meaning is always like you really
become at ease.
At ease.
当那天晚上主对我说 complacency 的时候，我知道这不大好的意思。
So when the day when God told me complacency, I feel that is a bad meaning.
我就立刻对主说：“主啊，不是这样。”
And then I immediately respond to the Lord, not this way.
我说主，你不晓得我正在各样各式的麻烦中间吗？
Lord, do you know that I have so many troubles and problems around me?
周围所发生这些事情，叫我实在没有法子应付。你还说我贪想安逸吗？
And I even cannot cope with all these, you know, happenings around me. How come I can have the complacency?
主没有回答我。
God didn't provide me the answer.
等到第二天早晨，我跟陈牧师交通的时候，我心里面一直为这件事情祷告。
The second day, while I had a fellowship with Ernest Chan, and I always also pray for this.
这是我说，这是三年多以前的事情，所以一直在祷告中间寻求这句话到底什么意思。
Even though that happened 3 years ago, I always looking for the real meaning of this word.
这句话一定从主来，如果不是从主来，我不会我的病同时得的医治。
This word must from the Lord, otherwise my sinus problem won't be cured.
我一直寻求主，到底 complacency 用在我的身上是什么意思
？And I really want to looking for the meaning, what it happens to me.
我就慢慢明白。
Now I get better, it is clear.
在我侍奉主的年日进入第八年、第九年的时候，我就有一种安逸的感觉。
And since the day I served the Lord for about 8 years, I really feel at rest inside of me.
我觉得前面的路程，前面所看见的非常美好。
I feel the future is so bright.
我觉得我们所要做的事情，神在祝福。
And I also feel that God really bless all what we are doing.
我相信神会祝福教会，使它成为更发展、更繁荣的教会。
And I believe God will bless this church to be very prosperous.
但是我里面的心态却越来越不想动。
However, the inside of me really don't want to move any longer anymore.
因此我在主的面前为了这件事情受了责备。
So I was really blamed in front of the Lord.
当初主呼召我出来侍奉主，全时间蒙召。
At the time when God called me for the full-time service.
为了叫我有更多的自由。
Because he led me to get more freedom.
但是当我们为了教会的重担，一路一路侍奉的，一旦教会的担子在这侍奉的时候，慢慢我们就落在一些机械化的组织中间。
Because the burden of this service and make us to fall into theVery mechanical operation or daily operations.
我后来问一些年长的弟兄们，他们也告诉我一件事情。
And later on, I asked some elder brothers, and they also told me something.
教会若是失去挑战，教会就越来越衰败。
If we lose a challenge in the church, we will really go erupt.
使徒行传的时候，第八章里面告诉我们。
In the Acts chapter 8, it told us that.
耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，门徒就四散。
When the church in Jerusalem was persecuted, then the disciples they just you know ran away.
但是教会当神的儿女分散的时候，却在各地就兴起新的教会来。
However, when all these disciples you know they ran away and all the churches just built up you know along other places.
你就看见在撒玛利亚出现新的教会。
So we can see new churches in
Samaria. 主当初对门徒的命令是要他们往普天下去传福音。
And the order, the command by Jesus at the time is ask them to spread the gospel around the world.
但是神的儿女那些门徒们、使徒们在耶路撒冷，因为教会越来越多、越来越大。
But all these disciples in Jerusalem, because they see the church became bigger, and
他们就没有法子离开那个工作，继续往前去。
They don't want to give up their jobs and go to somewhere else.
所以神就兴起在耶路撒冷一些特别的事情。
So the gods just have all these special events occur in Jerusalem.
把神的儿女打发。往各地去。
So those events really sent all the disciples out.
Can I preach in English?
Sure.
That's right. Let me try to preach in English. I want to go faster.
周弟兄说他现在要用英文传福音，因为他想这样快一点。
You know, the Lord gave me the word complacency for many, many aspects.
因为神给我这个安逸这个字在非常多的方面。
It talked about me, and also talked about the condition of the church.
他不但是对我说，也对于这个教会整个来说。
That day when I heard the word complacency, I was so unwilling to I was fighting the word that I'm not complacent.
So 当我听到这个 这个安逸这个字的时候，我实在是跟神之间有一个征战，因为我觉得我并不是如此。
I thought I've suffered enough. Why am I complacent? What am I complacent about?
我觉得我已经受够了很多的苦，但是我从哪里来享受安逸呢？
But the fact was really talking about the heart that's seeking for a complacent condition that forfeits God's calling.
事实上这个安逸呢，是指着我们的心来说的。如果说你远离神，没有照神的话来做的话，那是一种安逸。
And the Lord surely did something after that.
神当然在这件事情以后呢，也行了其他的事情给我看。
But also the Lord has opened ways for me.
同时呢，神也开了好几条路来让我看见。
He called me to go to different churches to minister.
他是呼召我到其他的教会去侍奉。
When I obeyed God's will and ministered in other places, I felt the presence of the Lord.
当我遵守神的启示，我到其他的教会去侍奉的时候，神就让我看见。
But there was always a question I asked the Lord continually. I kept asking him.
但是呢，有一个问题我一直在寻求。
I'd ask the Lord, what shall you do with this church?
我一直在问神，将来你是准备怎么样对我们这个教会呢？
I asked the Lord, what should you do?
我一直在问神说，你应该怎么样做呢？我们可以怎么做呢？
I asked the Lord, who are the workers that you're going to send down here?
我一直在问，一直在寻求神的话语，说谁会是那些工人你要差遣到我们教会里来的。
And then I kept asking the Lord, Lord, who are you going to raise up to lead the church in the position of elders and deacons?
同时我也问神，将来谁是你要兴起来在我们教会做长老、做执事的那些人？
I kept asking, and the Lord didn't answer me.
虽然我一直在问，但是神并没有给我答案。
I was not puzzled because I felt very sure that the Lord led me out to preach to other than our own congregation.
我并不是感觉到很迷惑，当神打发我到其他的教会，除了我们这个地方以外的教会去传讲信息。
And I wasn't at all surprised when the Lord.Use our messages and our literatures to send out.
我一点也不惊讶，神用着我们的文字工作来传到其他的教会去。
Although we're not a very big church,
虽然我们并不是一个很大的教会。
Let me tell you, I had an intention to build a big church.
让我告诉你，我实在是有一个意向是想要建立一个大的教会。
But the Lord didn't seem to do it yet.
但是神呢，好像并不是在这件事情上面照着我的意思来做。
Yet the ministry is out.
虽然我的这个服事的工作已经出去了。
I receive letters and responses from people who receive our messages.
我时常会收到一些这个回信，由那些我们传送的众圣徒那些人来。
Those who are involved in the tape ministry shall witness that it is growing.
这些人呢，让我感觉像说，我们所做的工作是正在成长中。
And we send out more than 1,000 tapes a month.
我们每个月呢，几乎送出去多达1,000份的这个录音带。
And it's still growing.
并且目前为止仍在增加。
You know, we send those out without charge.
你知道，我们这些的文字还有录音带工作，全部都是免费。
The Lord blesses some people just felt led and contributed to this cause.
神实在很祝福我们，因为有的时候有些弟兄姊妹或朋友会自由的奉献。
And I'm happy to see some of our people are growing in the Lord.
我也很高兴看见我们当中有些弟兄姊妹一直在成长中。
The question still was, Lord, how are you going to lead the church?
但是问题仍然是，神，你要怎么样来带领我们这个教会呢？
Now that Elder Shed was gone.
我们知道现在谢长老已经安息在主的怀里。
He had gone to be with the Lord.
他已经在主的怀里面。
In the memorial service yesterday,
昨天我们大部分人都参加过他的追思礼拜。
I ask that we shall all follow his footsteps.
我请求大家都能够遵照他所给我们放下的好榜样。
To follow Christ. You see, we're not following man, we're following Christ, brother.
我们, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们并不是在照着人的话去做，我们是在遵循我们的神。
Today, the same thought, I need to expand and enlarge what the Lord has given me to tell you.
今天呢, 我必须要把这些神所告诉我的呢, 然后转达给诸位。
The word complacency has a double meaning.
这个安逸这个字本身有两个意思。
It could be the blessing from the Lord.
可以说也许是从神那里来的祝福。
But on the other hand, when we became complacent, it is a hindrance to God's further blessing.
但是从另外一方面来说, 如果我们过分的安逸的话, 也许会阻止神给我们的祝福。
I mentioned the example of Jerusalem Church.
我刚才已经提到这耶路撒冷的教会。
And you know, several weeks ago, when Dr. Pickhorn was here,
我们知道好几个礼拜以前，这个毕可胜博士他曾经在我们中间。
And on that Tuesday night prayer meeting, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he has given us some prophetic utterance.
我们知道在礼拜二祷告聚会的时候，他给我们了一些先知性的预言。
It's not actually only an utterance.
这并不是仅仅的先知性的预言。
He also prayed for us.
他呢也为我们祷告。
I don't know why he did that.
我不知道为什么他这样做。
But when he realized that he's coming here to preach,
当他知道他来这边是为了传讲信息的时候,
he prayed before the Lord, and the Lord asked him to pray for us in this way.
他在神面前祷告, 那神叫他这么做。
He said the Lord told him to pray for us that this will be a church to send out missionaries.
他告诉我说，神这样子的告，要我这样为你们的教会祷告，并且希望我们从这教会里面能够差遣一些工人出去。
And he also said the Lord wanted him to pray for this church to be a gospel-oriented church.
他也告诉我们说，神要他为我们教会祷告，希望我们教会能够成为一个传福音的地方。
I don't know. And he also asked that the Lord send me out.
他也告诉我说，神也差叫他为周弟兄的出去的服事祷告。
It is about time. I'm here for 12 years already.
事实上，我到这个教会来服事已经有12年了。
But I asked the Lord to raise more leaders in this church.
我一直在请求神在我们教会中兴起更多的工人，更多的领导。
The church was never supposed to be resting on one man or two men's shoulder.
我们的教会不应该只是把所有的重担放在一两个弟兄的肩上。
You know, Elder Shed has carried a big load with me.
我们知道，在过去谢长老一直是负着非常大一个重担在我们的教会里面。
There's something I had to say.
有些事情我必须要说。
When the church was in the down and lowest point,
当一个教会到了一个非常低潮的地方,
Elder Shed and I and Pastor Chen sat together one day.
谢长老还有陈老牧师还有我，我们坐在一起讨论。
He told me, "Brother, carry on."
谢长老跟我讲说，周弟兄，你必须要再往前。
Even the church is only 3 members, you can count on me.
即使我们教会只有3个人，你还是可以信赖我。
Now this is the trust I have to him, and he to me.
这是我对他的信任，也是他对我的信任。
You know he carried a lot of load with the church.
我们都知道谢长老实在是在我们教会负了相当大的一个重担。
But I believe it is only for a temporary situation.
但是我相信这只是一个暂时的现象。
For the little seedling can grow up.
即使一个非常小的种子能够长大。
The Lord has given us plenty of time.
神呢给了我们太多太多的时间。
Many of you have been saved here in this church.
弟兄姐妹当中，很多人都是在这个教会里面得救信主的。
You've been in a very complacent situation.
你们呢，也许处在一个非常安逸的状态。
The Lord has used a big tree to shelter you.
神呢，提供了一个非常好的处所给我们。
You're growing now.
我们必须要长大。
You are the seedling that's going to be a big, huge tree in one day.
你们就是那些小的种子，有一天你们必须要长大。
How tall can you grow?
你能长得多大呢?
You can grow as tall as the biggest tree you've ever seen.
你可以长得像一个你从来没有见过的大树一样大。
Maybe even taller.
也许呢比那个大树还要大。
Because you have the same life God has given you, just as that tree.
因为呢你从神的那里得到的生命就像神给那个大树的生命是一样的。
You can love the Lord just as Elder Shed loved him.
你可以 爱神就像我们谢长老是怎么样爱神一样。
And more.
甚至呢超过他。
You can serve him the way he served, and more.
你呢可以侍奉神，就像谢长老怎么样侍奉神，也许超过他。
Praise God.
我们应该感谢主。
For he wants us to stand up.
因为他需要我们，他希望我们能够站立起来。
You know, there's one statement in Job that has a deep meaning for me.
我们知道在约伯记里面有一章经文，那对我来说有非常大的意义。
Let's turn to that. Job 16, verse 12.
请大家翻开约伯记第十六章第二节。
All was well with me, but he shattered me. He seized me by the neck and crushed me.
第十二节，我素来安逸，他折断我，捏住我的颈项，把我摔碎，又立我为他的箭靶子。
He had made me his target. This is what Job was saying.
约伯说呢，神把他立为他的箭靶子。
You know, Job was a very wealthy man at one time.
我们都知道，约伯在曾经有一度时间，他是一个非常富有的人。
He was very, very complacent.
他呢是非常的安逸。
But one day, all the tribulation came to him.
但是有一天呢，灾难就临到他。
I've told you what the book of Job was all about. It's a book of complaint.
我们知道这个约伯记大概是主要是记载的是一种抱怨。
But then when he said something, Job was not a stupid man. He was smart.
当他说这些话的时候呢，他并不是一个很愚笨的人，相反呢，他是一个很聪明的人。
What he described was actually what happened to him.
他所形容的是真正发生在他身上的事情。
He said, I was complacent. I was at ease. I was very well.
当他说我非常的安逸，我非常的富裕。
The Lord broke him and shattered him and crushed him.
事实上呢，是神把我折断，把我这些意念都打碎了。
And he used me as his target.
他呢，把我当成他的箭靶子。
But little that he knew.
但是有一点点他不知道的。
Later on, the Lord had refined him as pure gold.
但是呢，他知道非常非常。微小关于说神最后怎么样来把他锻炼成为一个就像是金子般的人一样。
Job said later that when he has tried me, I shall be as gold. 试炼我之后，必如金银。
当那约伯他在后面讲说，当他试炼我之后，我必如金子。
You can find that in Job too. Chapter 23, I believe.
我们呢在约伯记第二十二章的地方，二十三章的地方也可以看到。
I'm checking my memory. Chapter 23, verse 10.
第十节，第二十三章第十节的地方。
That's the Lord's doing.
这是神呢所行的事情。
You know, when you're not going through complacency, what would happen?
如果你没有经过这个安逸，什么事情会发生呢？
Jeremiah chapter 48. Let's turn to that again.
我们也可以翻到耶利米书第四十八章
，verse 11，
十一节。耶利米书第四十八章第十一节。
Am I too fast for you？
我这样是不是太快了
？Let me read it then. Moab has been in rest from youth, like wine left on its dregs, not poured from one jar to another. She has not gone into exile, so the taste as she did.And her aroma is unchanged.
第十一节念的是摩雅自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在渣宰上澄清，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此它的原味尚存，香气未变。
You know what's the original flavor of a man? The original, the natural man's flavor is always there.
你知道这个人的原始的味道是怎么样的吗
？We joked about, you know, what you eat, the food you eat becomes your aroma.
有一次我们开玩笑说，你所吃下的肉呢，就变成你身上的味道。
The natural man has a flavor unchanged.
一个人他的味道呢，并不会改变。
It can never change until unless he has gone through some tribulation and some difficulties.
一个人的味道不会改变，除非呢有一些大灾难临到他的身上。
Moab was the representative of all the natural man.
这个摩亚呢，他就是一个这个人的最好的一个代表。
But the Lord says He's going to pour him out, so pour her out, so that her flavor can be changed, the wine can be purified.
所以呢，神呢就从他的，从这个器皿把它倒到那个器皿里面。
The Lord has to do a lot of things to change us.
神呢在很多样的事工上面想着要改变我们。
In Deuteronomy 32, what He said. 生命记。
在生命记32章的地方，11节。
You see, I have to depend on Joanna's Bible now. Verse 11 again.
生命记32章第11节。
Like an eagle that stirs up his nest and hovers over his young, that spread its wings to catch them and carry them on its pinions.
第十一节上讲的说，又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅伸展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
Have you seen how some of the natural film to show you how the eagles learn to fly?
不知道各位有没有看过那些关于这个原始野生物的那种影片，教导鹰怎么样飞翔。
How many of you knew that the little eagle did not know how to fly when they were born?
有多少人知道说那些小鹰，他们不能够一生出来不会飞。
You believe the eagle will learn how to fly when he grows up all by itself?
你相信这些小鹰会是在 它的生长过程中自己就会知道怎么样飞吗？
Those who believe that they don't need coaching, raise your hand, please.
如果你相信这些小鹰它不必经过教练，它就能够飞的话，请你举手。
Now you become smart. Not to me. Believe that you believe that the eagle will learn to fly without coaching? No.
当然不是啦。
You know how the eagles will learn to fly?
但是你知道这些小鹰怎么样学着飞吗？
By experiment.
事实上是按照实验。
But you know the eagle just didn't want to go out of the nest.
我们知道这些小鹰呢，它就是不想离开它那个窝巢。
They dwell in a high place and don't want to come down.
他们住在一个非常高的巢里面，不想向下飞。
And let me tell you, a lot of them did fall and die.
让我告诉你，有很多的鹰，它们飞出去以后，它也许就掉在地上，而且死掉了。
If you don't fly the first time, you'll never fly.
如果你不尝试第一次，你永远不会飞。
No, if you don't fly successfully the first time, you never fly.
如果你不能够成功的第一次飞的话，那你就永远不会飞了。
Well, you know what the mother eagle will do?
你知道这个母鹰它怎么做吗？
It did a very, very interesting thing.
他呢做了非常有趣的事。
She would coach the little eagle to fly.
他会呢教这些小鹰怎么样飞。
And then when they began to fly and actually began to fall.
事实上，当他们一飞出去的时候呢，他们就刚开始就要掉下去了。
The mother eagle will speed down, dived in quickly, and come under the little ones.
这个母鹰呢，会马上的飞得非常低，然后呢，试着去保护那些小鹰。
And the little eagling will drop on the mother's wing.
这个小鹰呢，就会掉在那个母鹰的两个翅膀上面。
And the mother will carry it high back to the nest again.
然后这个母鹰会把它们带到这个窝巢上面去。
And do it a second time.
然后一次一次这样做下去。
You know, sometimes the eagling becomes so timid, they didn't want to go.
你知道有些鹰呢，它们非常的胆小，它们就是不要飞出去。
So the mother had to kick them out and stir the nest.
所以呢，这个母鹰呢，必须要把它们推出去，或者是搅动这个窝巢。
And the little eagle begin to fly by four. I mean, was compelled to fly.
所以这些小鹰呢，就必须被强迫性的出去飞。
Yet they learn.
但是呢，它们也学到很多功课。
And they learn successfully and become a flying eagle.
而且他们呢，非常成功的知道怎么样能够成为一个飞翔的老鹰。Then
they can soar up into under the high skies.
所以呢，以后他们就能够飞在非常高的地方。That's
what the Lord has created eagles for, to teach us.
这个呢，就是神为什么创造了这个鹰，目的是要来教导我们。
Dear brother and sister, I felt that we are in a new era for the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得我们是在一个新纪元里面，在教会里面一个新纪元里。
Not long ago, I realized that the church eldership has first started in Taiwan is 40 years old.
我们知道谢长老在台湾四十多年以前，这个兴起了一个教会。
And how old was he when he started, when he with some other brothers and sisters started that church?
我们知道那时候他谢长老在当时是几岁吗
？You can calculate it.
当然了，你可以算一算。
He's not 40 years old.
还不到四十岁的时候。
You know, he's, well, almost 80 when he passed away.
在他这个安息的时候，将近是八十岁。
And he served the Lord for over 40 years.
他在主的面前侍奉将近了四十年。
So you knew he started the church in Nanhai Lu when he was not even 40.
我们知道谢长老在南海路兴起那个教会的时候还不到四十岁。
I'd like to see how many people are under 40 right now.
我现在很想知道有多少人是在四十岁以下。
Raise your hand.
请举手。
Please raise your hand. You see, that's about at least almost maybe one third to a half.
差不多有三分之一的人是在那个年纪之下。
You got a 40 years try to beat eldership's record.
你还有四十年的光景去与谢长老的这个记录来比一下。
Don't you think you can surpass him?
你认为你不认为说你可以比他更好吗？
And for those who are 40 and older, which includes me,
对于那些已经超过四十岁的人，当然包含我在里面。
I'd like to change what I said.
我想要换一换我刚才所讲的话。
You know, we're more mature than he was.
我们呢，比他当时呢更为成熟。
We should do better, don't we?
我们应该做得比他更好，不是吗？
Don't you agree? Those who are above 40, raise your hand.
请这些超过四十岁的人请举手。
Don't you agree with me?
你们同意我所说的吗？
That we are wiser and probably more mature than he was when he was 39.
我们也许比他当时更聪明，更有成熟，所以我们应该要做得比他更好。
Let's all do better.
让我们大家一同做得更好。
I'd like to ask you pray for us for the church.
我希望请求各位为我们教会祷告。
That the Lord would raise some young elders.
我们的教会也许会要神也许在我们教会里面要兴起一些年轻的长老。
According to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
但是我们根据这个提摩太前书。
Verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Here's the truth worth saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, that is an elder, he desires a noble task. Don't you agree?
人若想得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工。这话是可信的。你们同意这句话吗？
Paul is telling Timothy, if anyone wants to be an elder, encourage him.
保罗这个是鼓励提摩太说，任何人若想要成为长老，请鼓励他们。
We need to be encouraged to be good elders.
事实上呢，我们都应该被鼓励成为一个长老。
In fact, when you became an elder, you need more encouragement to be one.
事实上，在你成为长老之前，你当然需要更多的鼓励去成为一个。
And we should set our minds on being elders.
我们应该下定我们的立定我们的志向，将来每一个人都能够成为长老。
Elder represents a type of maturity.
长老是代表有一种程度的成熟。
And we shall all be mature before the Lord.
我们在神的面前呢，每一个人都必须要成熟。
Let's preach the gospel even more.
让我们把福音传出去。
You know.I was so delighted to see about 400, maybe 500 people yesterday.
昨天我在追思礼拜里面非常高兴看到有大概四五百个人参加。
These are the ones Elder Xie has reached.
这些呢都是谢长老以前所接触过的。
These are the ones he has a bearing on them.
这些呢都是他所挂念的。
These are the ones he has an influence on them.
这些呢都是他所影响到的人。
And I would encourage the Xie's family continually praying for those friends and lead them to the Lord.
我呢也对这个谢家呢非常鼓励他们继续的为这些人鼓励他们或者是为他们祷告。
Now think of this, if one can reach 500,
我们想想看，如果一个人能够影响到五百个人，
and how many do you want to reach for the Lord?
有多少人你希望能够为神的缘故来影响到呢？
If 500 too many for you?
是不是这个500个人太多了呢？
Well, start maybe with 5.
也许你可以用五个人来开始。
The Lord did give our elder 40 years to reach 500.
神呢实在是给了我们谢长老40多年的时间，然后来影响到500个人。
But if you have 40 more years, you can reach 12 a year, one a month.
如果你还有40年的时候，你可以一个月一年影响12个人，也就是一个月影响一个人。
Isn't that too hard for you?
是不是太难了呢？
Would you like to reach people for the Lord?
你是不是愿意为神的缘故来影响到其他的人呢？
How many do you think you can reach?
多少人你觉得你可以影响到？
You know, Daniel, I heard Harvey's father said Harvey wanted to come to the funeral yesterday.
Oh, Daniel, 昨天
Harvey's father told me that his son wanted to come. Harvey wanted to come to the funeral, but didn't.
Danny, 昨天那个 Harvey 的爸爸跟我讲说 Harvey 很想来参加这个追思礼拜，但是他不能。
Can I trust Harvey to you, Daniel?
我能不能把这个 Harvey 把他交托在你的手上呢？
Would you pray for him?
你愿不愿意为他祷告呢？
Would you? Okay. A little bit reluctant, but nevertheless obliged.
虽然有一点点不情愿，但是还是点头。
Do you have someone in your heart that you feel you can reach the Lord for him?
是不是在你心中，你有一些人，你很挂念，你愿意为他们祷告，把福音传给他们呢？
I'm sure you have someone.
我十分确定，一定有人在你的心中。
The Lord is going to raise you.
神呢会要兴起你。
The Lord is going to anoint you.
神呢要用膏油来膏抹你。
Because you have a desire to become mature.
因为你有这样的一个意向，你需要成熟。
You want to serve God in that way.
你希望以这样的方式来侍奉神。
Don't you think God is going to help you?
你不认为神会帮助你吗？
Praise the Lord, He's going to help us.
感谢主，他一定会这样的帮助我们。
I have all the joy in my heart to see many of you, many, many more, maybe even generations to grow.
在我的心里面有非常大的喜乐，看到每一个人都能够成长，事实上一个一代一代的成长。
I have a special word for the Shears family.
我有特别的话想要对谢家来说。
I know that your family is rich for elders.Several generations of elders in your family.
我们知道在您的家族里面有好几代都是做长老的。
I would charge that all of you become elders in your church.
我希望你们每一个人都能够在你们的教会里面成为长老。
Even more.
甚至更多。
I know it's his desire that some of his sons and grandsons.He has a mind that one of you or some of you will be even become ministers.
我们知道在谢长老的这个心思里面，很希望他的儿子或是儿孙辈里面有一两个能够出来当牧师、当传道人。
I don't know which one the Lord would call.
我们不知道神会呼召哪一位。
But when I look at them, all of them look fine.
但是当我看每一个人的时候，我觉得每一个人都非常的好。
So, yep, watch out.
所以注意一下。
The Lord is going to call some of you.
神一定会在你们中间呼召有些人。
And I'd like to pray for you.
我也愿意为你们祷告。
Carry on.
继续努力。
Carry on the work of the Lord.
事实上要继续为神的工作而努力。
What else can I say? What else should I say?
我还可以说什么呢？
The Lord is full of mercy.
神是充满了慈悲的。
He is full of tender loving care.
他呢是充满了对人的照顾。
And we will care for the Shears family as well.
我们呢也非常感谢，而且非常
我们要照顾。
我们也要照顾这个谢家。
We will stand with you and behind you to pray with you to go through into a larger state of ministry.
我们呢也要站在你们旁边为你们祷告，或与你们一同祷告，希望你们的家族呢能够更为的成长，能够有人出来侍奉。
Since the Lord told me complacency,
因为神对我说安逸这个字。
I changed my mind the concept of church.
所以呢，我改变我对教会的看法，教会的观念。
We don't have to build a supersized church.
我们并不需要建立一个多大的一个教会。
As long as all church members knew that God has given us a call.
只要我们在教会里面，在座每个弟兄姊妹能够知道神对我们的呼召。
He calls us to become Christians.
他呼召我们成为他的门徒。
He calls us to spread the gospel.
他呼召我们出来为他传讲福音。
He calls us to love one another.
他呼召我们必须要彼此的相爱。
Now let me say a word about loving one another.
让我再说关于这个彼此相爱的这件事情。
When we are complacent, it is very easy for us to see each other's shortcomings.
如果我们是处在安逸的状态中，我们很容易发现彼此的缺点。
For you have so much time at hand to look at each other's shortcomings.
因为你在手上有太多的时间，你可以来观察到别人的缺点。
But if we are not a complacent church,
如果我们不是一个安逸的教会，
we are a moving church.
我们是一个往前走的教会，
we are a working church.
我们是一个正在工作、努力工作的教会。
And all we care for.
所以我们所注意的
is what the Lord has given us to do.
都是神所要我们所做的。
You know, an army is when an army stops fighting.
当在军队里面他们停止作战的时候，
it is a time when they begin to see all kinds of problems.
所以呢，这时候呢，他们会发现非常多的问题。
When the trumpet of a charge sounded, 冲锋号一吹的时候。
冲锋号一吹的时候。
Everyone is loving the other because their life depend on each other.
就当冲锋号一吹的时候呢，每一个人都非常的这个关怀彼此，因为他们的生命都连在一起。
Aren't we the army of God?
我们是不是神的军队呢？
Let's not be complacent.
让我们不要一直关注重在这个安逸的生活里面。
Let's march on.
让我们试更多的事情。
Shall we pray together?
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, remember us as your church.
神，请求你纪念我们教会。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
We are your children.
我们是你的儿女。
We are your people.
我们是你的子民。
And we are following Jesus Christ in fighting the good fight.
我们要遵随着主耶稣打美好的仗。
We remember your calling.
我们记得你对我们的呼召。
When Elder Shear is passed on to be with you.
当谢长老到你的面前的时候，
You have kicked us out of the complacency.
你要把我们从安逸中驱赶出来。
That we must face what we have to fight spiritually.
我们必须要面对我们在属灵上的征战。
We have to contribute more of our time.
我们必须要花更多的时间。
We have to seek your will even further.
我们要更遵循主你自己的旨意。
Lord, help us to grow spiritually.
神，请求你让我们在属灵的生命里面更为的成长。
That there may be brother and sister coming up to serve the Lord.
也许有很多弟兄姊妹要为主的侍奉工作摆上。
That we may grow into the full stature.
我们也许会长进。
We pray for the church, Lord.
我们为我们教会祷告。
To raise up the ones you have chosen.
兴起你所拣选的人。
Endow with them with the blessing, with a spiritual blessing.
让我们能够接受这样子一个属灵上的一个祝福。
Anoint your people.
高抹你的子民。
That we may become warrior for the Lord.
我们可以成为你的战士。
And we pray for the Shears family.
我们也为谢家祷告。
That you have given them abundant grace.
你实在是丰丰富富的赏赐给他们的家族。
This is the family you have loved.
这是你所喜爱的家族。
This is family you shall continually love.
这也是你所要继续恩待的一个家族。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们在主耶稣的名求。Amen.